Well, welcome On Pace to another edition of the On Pace podcast. We're really excited to have you guys join once again today. And we've got some, we have a return special guest, even within the Half Pace virtual race series, Maggie Behrens. She joined us, I believe, on week two when we were preparing to run the Wisconsin Marathon in Kenosha. And this weekend, she grabbed her either older or younger brother. I can't.
An older brother.
Older brother. So yeah. Maggie was number 5 of 12, which you may have heard from week two. And she grabbed number 4 or number 3?
Number 2, Paul.
Number 2. She grabbed Charlie Behrens. And you guys may have heard of him from the Manitowoc Minute. So, Charlie, this all kind of comes full circle because – although I'm not from Manitowoc, I married a Manitowoc girl. So,
oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, there's the connection.
Yep, yeah. Born and raised. Yep, I went to Ron Kelly.
Catholic, huh?
Mm, you know it.
Yeah, we have, nice.
We have the kids to prove it, Charlie.
Yeah. Well, we all got that in common. We're masculine.
We're not like Dick and Molly, but
no.
we almost got to half of their volume.
You know, that's...
We think that's pretty good.
That's enough. Yeah.
So Charlie is joining us today because I want to connect the dots. We are running the full and half marathon in Dubuque, Iowa for Run for Troops. And the Hodge companies set this amazing race up about 11. This would have been the 11th year. And the story goes, Connie Hodge is a wonderful person who we got connected with. And Connie, told us the story of their humble beginnings with Run for Troops, and they wanted to put this together. They sponsored it by their I think it's third generation family business, the Hodge Companies, and they had no idea what they were doing in setting up this half marathon, full marathon. They just know that they wanted to contribute back to military veterans. And so after they did everything on a shoestring, at the end of the event they were able to cut a check for somewhere around $550 to the veterans. Now, if you fast forward to last year when we paced it the first time in June, when the event was done, they contributed a check, I believe around $53,000 to
veterans.
Yeah.
That's so really pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's just in the embracing of what we do at On Pace and the community for this race and for the military and the presence. I don't know, Carrie, do you want to talk a little bit about what you experienced last year from a military standpoint, from what Hodge put together at Run for Troops?
Yeah, it was just a good tribute to everything the veterans do and have done for us. And you could feel, you know, there were a lot of, we actually had some pacers who were veterans on our pace team, which was neat, that we brought in a lot of veterans running, people in the military running. And they paid great tribute, and the spirit of the race was just a really good one. So we loved being there, and we plan to go back every year.
One of the things I remember is one of our pacers at the tail end, as she was passing by, so she was actually the sweeper. So the sweeper position finishes last. So no runner ever ends up finishing last. They always finish with somebody, and that's what part of the calling of On Pace is. And she was at like mile 22 and somebody's like, hey, how you doing? Do you need anything? She's like, I could really use a Coke. And by the time she got like a mile more down the road, they had run to the convenience store, gotten a Coke and brought it for her to have at the next mile mark. So,
oh, that's great. A little Coca-Cola while running. I bet Coke loves that ad that you just gave them. You know, we can help you finish marathons. I think if you have Coke around mile 12, you're in a deep trouble, though, biologically speaking.
So with the Manitowoc Minute, Charlie, part of the reason that we engaged Maggie to bring you in is because in this series, and I don't know what you do or don't know about the Happy Space virtual race series, but I'll put it in a nutshell. Every week we pick either a business that's been adversely affected by COVID, or we picked the children's hospitals that were located that the races were supposed to run. and contributions we're supposed to be given toward. So with Run for Troops in Dubuque, Iowa, we don't totally have the greatest connections to the military there, but with Carrie being from Manitowoc and coaching Marge, and Marge knowing you, we figured let's Manitowoc minute this thing, because you're always so forthright with giving, and part of, I think, part of your mission. So I want to ask you a couple of questions about that. Like, how did that become part of your business?
It was early on in the Manitowoc Minute. There was a fan who was in served in the military and was just like, you know, we do X, Y, and Z, sent some fun photos. So I did like one shout out to them at the end of it. And then from there, I just got a lot more people submitting and doing fun videos on their own and all that sort of stuff. So it was really an organic fit. That's how a lot of stuff with the Manitowoc Minute is. It's, you know, generated by the audience. And then, of course, I mean, you know, there's so many polarizing things in the country today, but I feel like so many things don't need to be polarizing, and a whole slew of issues don't need to be polarizing. And, you know, supporting veterans who, you know, have sacrificed a lot just seems to be a pretty easy one to do and makes a lot of sense and, you know, kind of a least I can do sort of a thing. So that's just what inspired it.
That's awesome. And so over the course of time, you have a favorite, right, that you have picked out. I'm sure there's a couple of favorites, but maybe you had to choose one of them for this weekend.
We've done, you know, Wounded Warriors. We've done the VFW. We've done just a ton of, four or five different veterans organizations. But this week we're doing the VFW of Wisconsin, which, you know, just in talking with a lot of veterans who come to the shows, we sort of landed on that being a good one to, you know, give directly in Wisconsin. There are a couple others as well, but that's the one we settled on for this weekend.
Awesome. So we'll see what the community is able to contribute. We're not making headlines, but we have done pretty awesome, consistent, somewhere between $500 and $1,000 every week that these people come in and run virtually all these races that we were intending to pace, and our participants are from all over the country. So it's pretty cool. And on Saturday after we do the runs, or in Maggie's case on Monday, right, Marge?
I'm a bit of a procrastinator. I know.
Ah, I did that runs in the morning. Family.
Yeah. Right and early, 6 a.m. Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, did you ever think that Maggie would run a marathon or
no.
even a marathon?
Nope. Not even a quarter, not even 1/24th of a marathon.
You get it.
Yeah, not in my dreams. But you know what? Look, if Maggie can run a marathon, then crepes all fried. There's hope for all of us yet.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty funny because now I try to get Charlie to run with me, and every time I ask him to run one of my weekly runs, he always has an excuse. He's always got something to do, some podcast to do.
Well, you caught me, Maggie. But, you know, right now I'm doing a podcast, so there you go.
That's something, Marge.
Hey, Maggie, I promise you half the times I'm not lying to you.
So you might be excited to know, maybe you don't even know, but there is a maritime marathon that is a combination Manitowoc Two Rivers, and we paced it in June of 2019. The last time. This year it was canceled because of COVID. But Miller, how was that experience running the old Manitowoc Marathon?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say, being from there and having run 45 marathons, I had never run my hometown marathon till last year.
Never run it?
No, I don't know why. So I was super jazzed to be there pacing, I think, the 355 full. And we got a lot of runners in. It was fun. The course was pretty neat along the lake. And there was one guy, I think pretty early, he was like an out and back. So we saw the guy twice. And I want to say he was at like mile 3 and, or maybe mile 2 and 24, just standing on a bridge,
Oh, yeah.
Yelling at the top of his lungs. And I think they hired this guy to be like a cheerleader. He's just going crazy, like, yes, let's go. Like every single person that comes by, he's just going crazy. So that was my favorite part of it.
That's awesome. Getting a few people like that on the payroll is a pretty solid yeah. move for everybody's motivation.
I've never seen anything like that before.
That race was so cool because 2 weeks earlier, Green Bay, I might be wrong, maybe it was 3 weeks earlier, the Green Bay Marathon was actually canceled because the Fox River overflowed. And like 6 or 7 miles of the second half of the Green Bay Marathon was on the trail that no longer was a trail. It was literally like you would have been running in the Fox River. So they had to cancel it.
Yeah. Turn it into a triathlon and call it a day, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. So everybody had to convert to a half marathon, and then the Manitowoc Marathon or the Maritime Marathon spiked its numbers, and it was pretty rad.
The Fox knew what it was doing on that day.
That's right. That's right. So, Charlie, are you ever going to run a marathon, do you think? Is it in your blood?
Certainly I got the same blood as Maggie, so it's in there somewhere, you know? We'll see. I gotta get that going. I gotta build. You know what I mean? Right now I'm at a solid. I can run a few blocks right now without stopping and checking my email or you know. And then about another half a mile before I check my Instagram, and then about another half a mile before I just give up and just walk
it, you know? Walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, but Charlie, I'm getting there.
Charlie, before you got on, we were talking with Maggie because we came to see you with Tyler Webb in the background, his parents at the Widener Center, and Marge was spinning some merch sales for you, but she said she kind of got fired since then.
No, I never officially on paper fired Maggie. In fact, Maggie is more, look, let's be honest about this. She don't want to do it, okay? And she did it out of guilt that one time. Honestly, she probably did it because she wanted to go to the show for some reason that had nothing to do with the merch. And, or she was trying to, you know, get into my good graces to sell me a house or something. By the way, folks, if you're looking for a house in the Milwaukee area, Maggie Behrens knows all the homes. She can sell you it. She won't take a percentage more than the percentage she's going to take. Okay. So, dial her up real quick on the old rotary phone and give it a go. Okay. Yes, I do get 10% of it.
Thanks a lot, Charlie. That was really nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, free plug.
Yeah.
Yeah, all he right. fired me.
What's that, Marge?
He said, yes, he fired me.
I did not fire you, Maggie. I did not. That's false. I cannot have this false information. There's enough fake news out there these days.
Yeah. Maggie?
Hey, it's switching gears just for a second because Marge posted this, or maybe Molly posted it, or maybe you posted it, Charlie. Another Behrens graduated from St. Norbert College not too long ago. This is awesome.
Yeah, Charlie, yeah.
Where were you during the decision-making process of where to attend a Catholic school?
I got out of that one. I ended up going to Madison, but I couldn't get in. I actually went to a Catholic school, to St. Thomas, but that wasn't quite in my blood either. But, you know, it wasn't for anything bad against them Catholics, you know. Us Catholics got to stick together. It wasn't because that. I just wanted to go to Madison. I wasn't smart enough to get in my freshman year. So that's the truth of it.
Marge,
in the back door.
Marge, did John graduate from there?
John graduated, Emily graduated, and I graduated. All right, now we're down to the final two. Bridget's going to Madison, and we don't know where Ellie's going to go yet.
Okay, so Madison, so St. Norbert got 25% of the Behrens.
Yeah, Madison got what, half?
Madison, yeah, I got
they cleaned six, up.
Six there or so.
We're at six. Yep, we're at six.
Yeah.
A lot. Charlie, last thing that I'm going to tell you, we came over to your house one time. I don't think you were there because Megs was in college. Molly and Dick invited over the entire tennis team to partake in a meal after we played Carroll College. Do you remember that, Marge?
Yeah, I did. That was a lot of fun.
It was an amazing experience. I think Molly was just so happy to see so many people back under the roof.
Yeah.
All right.
It felt like old times. It's like, what is this, 15 people? This is like, the early 2000s again, you know?
Back probably to 50 gallons of milk.
Yeah, dusted off the old casserole dish, you know?
We were served burgers out of a oversized Nesco, for sure.
Oh, that sounds about right. That sounds right on brand with the Barron's family.
Awesome.
I have a shout out to your family. I know your parents and I think they're awesome and I really look up to them. And one thing that I was really impressed with is that even though they have 12 kids, they showed up at a number of Maggie's tennis matches and banquets, end of year banquets. I figure if you have 12 kids on any given night, you have at least 15 places to be. And somehow they seem to be there a lot for Maggie's college. Yeah. So that's awesome.
That's what happens when you're the favorite child, you know. Maggie got a lot of special privileges, and that was one of them.
After she got our most coveted award her senior year, her dad came up to me, Dick, came up to me afterward, and he said, "Really?"
Sounds about right. When I'd hit the ball into the net, he'd yell, "Nice shot, Marge!"
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic, Dick.
Oh, man. All right. Well, guys, we're going to run for the VFW of Wisconsin this weekend. Marge, you got a half marathon in those shoes of yours?
I'm ready.
That's awesome.
I'll be Charlie, drinking water.
Moral support. I'll be there clapping. I'm clapping. Clapping from afar. So think about that when you hit mile 12 or whatever.
We're happy to contribute to one of your favorite veteran organizations. We're proud of what you do to put Wisconsin further on the map. However it happens, you know, your entertainment during quarantine was something special. So we all appreciated that as well.
Well, thank you guys for supporting the VFW, and I'm sure they appreciate the gosh darn heck out of it. I'm telling you that right now, for sure, okay? Real good. Hey, keep her moving out there, too, okay? I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, you know.
Right. We should probably finish this podcast in your style as well, I would think.
Sure. Yeah, folks, I hope this was the best podcast Zoom interview of your life. Okay. As always, go Packers and F the Bears. I would say the whole word, but that would just add more work for the editor. And so we're not going to do that. No. Okay. It's a Catholic show. Okay. There you go.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Marge. Thanks, Carrie.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you.
Take care, guys.